Dred Scott, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City, the organizations that were part of this out-of-school time collaborative had to operate and show some level of success at a particular level for it to make sense. We all were playing in the same sandbox, so to speak, but we had picked out our own corners and, you know, figured out how to coexist. The traditional approach to nonprofits is to kind of play things close to your chest, because there's maybe a concern out there that if you begin to partner, if you begin to share, you kind of lose that precious funding that everybody's fighting for. And I get that, I understand that, but I'm not built that way. As I think back today, you know, 14, 15 months later, it was a brilliant move on all of our parts to put aside ego and think about putting kids first and the needs of kids, family, and community. When we decided to reopen and work with kids in person, really the goal was to give them an outlet and a place of refuge and support. It was a scary time for everybody. And those times of encouragement and support and rolling up the sleeves, working elbow to elbow, that's important. That's what makes organizations click and continue on. We've operated successfully, working with kids in person, making a difference academically, social-emotionally, behaviorally. We focus on the kids that need us most. If we're not there, if our lights aren't on, if our doors aren't open, those kids don't have any other options. And so for me, it was all about being there for the underrepresented, those whose voice may go unheard,